1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And tomorrow, we're over at Yankee Doodle's restaurant. That's tomorrow from noon to 2. We'll be signing our picture disc, and we'll be signing our CD. And I hope you can come out and visit us, because we got just an update on some information. 64-cent Miller Lite beers. So we know where Taylor's going to be tomorrow. Forget it. You guys at Fox, where you're supposed to be editing the sports and making that show look good on Sunday, he's going to be wheeling in there. 64-cent Miller beers from noon to 2, and we'll have $6.40 Phil Henry lunch specials. So this will be very cool. Yankee Doodles, they're located at 21870 Victory Boulevard. And for more information, you can go to philhenryshow.com. We've raised $120,811.50 for my friend's place. I had somebody email me today and say, geez, that's really not that much money, Phil. I guess it isn't. Okay. Gee, can't you raise more money than that? No, you know, as the only guy in Los Angeles or in national radio, for that matter, doing any active money raising for a charity, yeah, I guess 120 G's ain't good enough. As the only cat that's doing anything like this, especially in this town, 120, that's pretty light. I tell you what you do, man. Once you start your own charity, you go out and you raise some money with a tin cup and a sandwich board. That's a really beautiful thing. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. We want to bring on, want to start off with this JonBenet Ramsey story. The parents of JonBenet Ramsey have filed a libel and defamation lawsuit against a former Boulder police detective who accused the couple of having a role in their daughter's death. This is a 51-page complaint. It was filed Thursday in Atlanta. It alleges that Steve Thomas made false accusations about the couple in a book. Is this the former Boulder cop? This is the former Boulder cop. We understand who they are suing. There's another book that's out, and coincidental to this, and it's called Falling Out of Favor, the Patty Ramsey story. Brad Rifkin, who we've had booked to be on our show for a couple of weeks now, is joining us from Denver. And Brad, thank you for being on our program. We want to talk a little bit here.
You're welcome, Phil.
We want to talk a little bit here about this book that you have and the theory that you have behind your opinion that Patsy Ramsey... Do you agree, first of all, with Detective Thomas?
I think essentially his facts surrounding the death of JonBenet are correct. I think some of the things leading up to it I would disagree with.
All right, now they're suing this guy. Do you fear a lawsuit?
I don't fear a lawsuit. This is, as far as I'm concerned, we still live in America. This isn't Nazi Germany. I have a right to an opinion.
Outline, if you would, please, then, the points leading up to what your theory is on Patsy Ramsey and the death of JonBenet Ramsey.
Thank you, Phil. I think you have to imagine, first of all, John and Patsy Ramsey being in the news. You see him in the news now. They're suing this guy, Steve Thomas. 6 weeks ago, John claimed he was attacked and locked in his own bathroom by a, quote, tall black man, whatever that means, a year ago.
Was that thing ever solved by the Atlanta police?
No, they don't have anything, because I don't think they're going to have anything. I think that this is, personally, I think it's a figment of his imagination, and I'm being kind. But just to sort of follow up, 6 weeks ago, he claims this black guy attacks him. A year ago, they appeared on Larry King after taking a lie detector test, which proved inconclusive. March 2000, they got a new book out, Death of Innocence. Diane Sawyer interviews him 2 years ago. Patsy's on Larry King again by herself. The much-publicized move to Atlanta. They write a book. These are people, Phil, who, especially Patsy, who is the subject of my book, who are absolute attention hogs. And they love the limelight, and they love the spotlight, you know, and I think that this is very obvious.
All right, now, in your book, Falling Out of Favor, the Patsy Ramsey story, you try to tie it all together. When you say falling out of favor, what do you mean by that?
Well, she's an attention hog. And what I mean by that, you know, she lived in Boulder, Colorado. You can well imagine her belonging to a book club, and we theorize this, and we tie this pretty well together in the book, that she belonged to a book club in Boulder, Colorado, where all of the women were very much attracted. And you have to understand what these book clubs are. These are all suburban women. They got a lot of money. Their husbands are off golfing or whatever they do, and the women have nothing to do, so they form a book club, and they get together once a month, and they talk about the love letter or Bridges of Madison County or some very easy reading that a lot of these women can handle.
And all right, but how does this figure into to Patsy?
Well, Patsy's in this book club. The women are impressed initially with her money and her status, But gradually it gets boring, and gradually her status begins to wind down, and gradually the fact that she has a beauty pageant-winning daughter gets old, and her status and influence no doubt deteriorates, and one can well imagine Patsy getting desperate as her workaholic husband has little or no time for her. So her friends are looking to her for some influence, and she doesn't have any. Late on the night of December 26th, the sound of crackling glass, a little girl shouts, "No, Mommy, no." 2 weeks later, guess what happens? And I would leave it to you, Phil. Guess what happens?
Okay, you're saying that she killed her daughter.
That is my opinion, yeah, but there's a reason for this.
All right, so she has no influence among her friends. She's at...
That's right, no influence. Kill the daughter. Next thing you know, she's back at the book club, and everybody is interested in her again. Oh, Jesus, your daughter died, and the book club meeting is more exciting. And this is something, to be surrounded by the book club women, she's the belle of the ball, this is something she needs. And we all need this.
Wait. You're saying that, I want to be clear, Patsy Ramsey, in your opinion, killed her daughter to be more popular at her book club meeting.
To be more popular, this is what they do.
And when you say what they...
I'm talking about women who have money. And these women, these suburban women, they got no money, and they sit around, and so somebody says, "Do you want to join a book club?" And they read things like the Nicholas Sparks garbage, or whatever that stuff is, whatever that Kevin Costner garbage is. They read that, and they sit around like they're reading, The Leaves of Grass by Whitman or something. You know, Message in a Bottle. You know that one?
I think I've heard of it.
I mean, the puke poured between my fingers when I tried to read it.
Okay, so we don't want to do a review of Nicholas Sparks.
No, but that's what I'm saying. When a woman in one of these book clubs suddenly isn't popular anymore, it is a devastating blow. For Patsy Ramsey, she decided to get her popularity back by strangling her daughter, and then naturally she's in the news, and the women, and you're popular again. And so this is something, I understand her reasons. I think she went a little too far.
Yeah, I would say...
I mean, she went a lot too far.
Yeah. Strangling her daughter to be more popular at a book club.
The book club meetings that they have. You don't know about these, do you?
No, I'm not familiar.
They're really a pain. They're very weird.
All right. Let me give the phone number here for a minute. Are you familiar with these book club...
They used to have these ladies at lunch meetings where they'd meet and have lunch at different places, and now they have book club meetings. Well, if you're not popular... You think about, you want to strangle your daughter, or you want to go and join a, you want to get, you know, become the chairwoman of a luncheon or something like that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Brad Rifkin, who has written a very controversial new book called Falling Out of Favor, The Patsy Ramsey Story. And the theory that he has put forward is that it's possible Patsy Ramsey was no longer popular at a book club she belonged to in Boulder. In order to get popular, she strangles her own daughter. Doesn't that sound absolutely...
Oh, it's wrong. It's very wrong. I think there are ways for someone to regain their social footing other than killing your own daughter. And I can certainly see... And Oprah Winfrey has got a lot to do with it. She started this whole resurgence of the book club thing. And I personally would blame her, hold her partially responsible... This is tough to say, but I'd hold her partially responsible for the death of this child.
Well, I don't think you can do that.
Well, I just think...
I don't think you can make Oprah Winfrey...
She's the one that started the book club thing. And, Phil, I think you need to understand what we're talking about.
All right, now you're talking about love letters, and what other books do they read?
Bridges of Madison County, love letters. I can't even... If I think too hard about some of these books, my stomach begins to spasm, so I'm sure you understand.
I'm sorry. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I didn't know that these book clubs and the popularity...
Well, most women, you need to understand, Phil, join the book clubs to be popular with the other girls on their street or in their gated community or in their cul-de-sac, which is where a lot of these women live. They live in cul-de-sacs now. And they want to be popular with their girlfriends. Unfortunately, Patsy, I think went too far. And that may be a controversial statement.
I don't think it's controversial.
What?
I don't think it's controversial to say a woman went too far by murdering her own daughter.
All right, well, I mean, I didn't know that...
Well, I don't think it is. 1-800-449-8686.
But the body count, Phil, is going to rise, and I say this, as soon as the limelight fades from this thing, as long as she stays in the public eye, people stay alive. But when the limelight fades, the body count's going to rise. John, the son Burke. They have a dog, is my understanding.
All of these are, these people.
I think they're all at risk as long as the limelight. And I think there's a lot of rich women who are into the She's Come Undone and Deep End of the Ocean. And these books that you just, you don't know whether you want to read the book or you want to just blind yourself with a railroad spike because of the way these things.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking, jeez. I'm going to have to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. Please forgive me. Brad Rifkin is the author of a book, an incredible book called Falling Out of Favor, The Patsy Ramsey Story. It is his theory that she might have belonged to a book club. She was not as popular as she wanted to be in the book club and eventually murdered her daughter to get into the news so that the women at the book club would talk to her and invite her over for tea or whatever. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. We have Brad Rifkin, who is with us from his office in Denver. He has written a book called Falling Out of Favor, The Patsy Ramsey Story. Did you interview Ms. Ramsey, first of all, Brad, for this book?
No, I did not.
So this is one of these books where...
It's a book that's suggested by the evidence, Mr. Henry. The book is suggested by the evidence. I believe that she killed her daughter, and I believe she killed her daughter to... be more popular in her Book of the Month Club.
Well, do you know that she belongs to a Book of the Month Club?
No, I do not. But I am saying the theory is she's wealthy, and as a wealthy woman, it is very likely that she was involved in some kind of a book club. And these book clubs, these women want to join to be more popular. They want to join to have other women invite them to their house for to have, tea and sandwiches and stuff like that. And so she wants to be popular, so she kills her daughter so she could be popular. I think that's wrong. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I think that's wrong.
No, obviously it's wrong if what you're saying is true. But a book club...
Angela's Ashes could push a woman... Did you ever read that? Because you can read a book like Angela's Ashes, and you want to kill anything, anything that moves. And this is what I mean about these Oprah Winfrey deals.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. My wife read Angela's Ashes. I don't know what she thought of it. Jeannie, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I think the theory about Patsy Ramsey killing her daughter because she wanted to be more popular in her book club is asinine.
Well, I don't know if you know anything about book clubs, ma'am.
Yes, I happen to be a suburban woman who was involved in a book club, and we certainly don't
well,
get
naturally,
together.
I'm not saying that every one of you killed... You know what they're about, though.
I certainly do, and we don't get together to sit around and have tea and crumpets. My book
well, what
club
do you do?
Gets
What's
together.
The last...
And listen, you're an author.
Yes, ma'am.
So
and I
would
respect
think
good
that
writing,
I...
and I don't respect the writing of a guy like Nicholas Box, who puts together some formula to get, with all due respect, some middle-aged, women to read. But
they're called women.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm hardly middle-aged, first of all.
All right, but you know what I'm saying. I mean...
what do you mean Nicholas Sparks puts together a formula?
That crap that he wrote, he knew it was crap.
We happen to be reading a Nicholas Sparks novel right now in my book club, and it happens to be one of the most moving books I've ever read.
It is garbage. It's garbage.
Well,
it's
I'm sorry.
Garbage.
I'm not referring to Message in a Bottle.
Which book are you referring to?
I'm referring to The Notebook.
And holy apparently Jesus.
Apparently you've never read it before because you don't seem to have...
What's the book about? The whole thing about the controversy about Nicola. I thought we're talking about Patsy Ramsey.
Let's find out what this author has in common.
It all flows.
Suburban women.
It all flows from Nicholas Sparks, The Notebook. That book is a bunch of manure that he made up one night. I don't know if he has a drug problem. I would suspect. Everyone
well, it sounds
you,
to me like you have a drug
well,
problem.
Oh, I do because I don't like Nicholas Sparks. Everyone
no,
who blogs
because
is
you
constantly
think Patsy Ramsey killed her daughter because she wanted to be more popular in her book club.
And you think that's crazy?
That sounds like somebody that's a little
every
demented.
Every one of these broads are constantly...
Could you use a word other than broad?
Forgive me. Every one of these women is constantly jockeying for position in a little book club, always wanting their opinion to be heard and agreed to. Oh, I read the Nicholas
well,
Sparks
don't you think that
notebook.
You, being an author, you would think that you would appreciate women that are in book clubs. And
ma'am,
frankly,
I appreciate women that read good books. And I got to tell you, I ain't met too many around here lately. And I
well, what do you call a good
book?
Because
you hang out with the Oprah Winfrey book club. We refuse to read any books from the Oprah
Apparently,
Winfrey
you didn't get what I said. I said Oprah Winfrey is the one that started this book club crap. And
no, hold on
a
minute.
I hardly think it's crap.
I
think that authors should be very thankful for suburban women who have book clubs because we provide you with a lot of bread and butter for your family.
You know, you mentioned Angela's Ashes. My wife did read. That was written by a guy named...
Frank McCourt.
Yeah, Frank McCourt. And his family is very... his story is very interesting, don't you think?
It's a bunch of crap. Some Mick comes over here...
Please don't say Mick and broad.
Thank you.
Some Irish guy comes over here and he makes up some bull crap. With all due respect, Jeannie, that Jeannie and her friends in Palos Verdes, when they're not at the pool, the whatever, they
you
go.
You are very, very stereotypical. I mean, you really want to put a blanket
exactly.
statement over all these people.
Tell me, do you have a spa? Yes or no? Do you have a spa?
No, I don't.
Bull crap! You live in.
All right, you're going to have to start treating the callers with a little bit.
She lives in Palos Verdes. She don't have no spa.
I don't have a spa. I don't even have a pool.
What, do you live in a townhome or something?
No, I live in a house.
As an author, I like to write historically true books, Mr. Andrea.
Well, you're taking a big leap here, as this lady is indicating, saying that Patsy Ramsey murdered her own daughter to be more popular among her suburbanite friends. Thank you very much for your call, Gene. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Mary on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Mary.
Yes, Mary, go ahead.
I just wanted to make a comment that book clubs did not start by Oprah Winfrey. My mom is in her 70s, and back when I was growing up, what she used to do was play bridge with the ladies.
Right.
Well, many of those games have ended. Now they read books, and they get together and discuss them way before Oprah Winfrey was even around.
Mary, can I ask you a question? This is Brad Rifkin. You say your mother has been reading these books and everything in a book club?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen any signs of abuse toward you? Was she...
Never. And these
Your
are...
mother never tried to strangle... And I don't mean she tried to strangle you, but did
oh,
you ever
no.
fear
no,
that she
get...
would strangle you?
And it's not a tea and sandwich thing. These are just ladies that decide what book they're going to read. They read a book, and then a month later, they come back and talk about it.
What is your mother reading right now? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
What did they read in your mother's book club what did they read?
Well, I don't know the names of the books, but it wasn't started by Oprah Winfrey. I'm in my 40s, and I was little when she started doing this.
Did she ever try to put a pillow over your face or anything?
Oh, come on.
Oh, she's laughing. That's funny, huh? The murder of a child is funny.
This is so outrageous.
Outrageous.
I can't believe you even
There's
think
a
that.
Little girl who was beaten to death with a golf club because some woman read Nicholas Sparks' The Notebook. I don't think that's funny.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nicholas Sparks' The Notebook
is...
It
didn't start by Oprah Winfrey.
Well,
I don't have any other facts, but I know that Oprah Winfrey did
you
not
You think your
start.
Mother was at a book club. It looked to you like she was reading. She was reading a deck of cards.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
All right, 1-800-449. She was looking at it.
At a straight flush.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Let me ask you this: if you're talking about book clubs being a bad thing,
I think they can be dangerous for any weak-minded woman who believes she's becoming an intellectual and, in point of fact, is only reading something by Nicholas Sparks, or, God forbid, but it happens, is reading the book version of the Kevin Costner movie that was based on the book. You see what I'm saying? In other words, there was a book, and
There was a book, and then Kevin Costner made a movie, and then he made a book out of the movie.
That's right, and that's what a lot of these book clubs do. There's a very short step, Phil, from reading or watching Kevin Costner or reading Nicholas Sparks and bludgeoning your own daughter with a wine rack. And I think that...
Jesus.
I know, it's
to me, that's unbelievable.
I know, it's tough to handle, but... Look, I just saw Costa last night, and what the hell was it? Oh, yeah, For the Love of the Game. And I didn't beat anybody with a wine rack, but I drank everything that was in it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brad Rifkin will be back on the Phil Hendry Show.
This is Robert Leonard. Now, I'm here with my aunt Mavis. What you want me to say?
Get up. My name's Mavis Leonard. My nephew is Robert, and he is standing right here. And we want to say that we listen to Phil Henry every afternoon, every night, all night, every day, on Sunday.
Now, even on days he ain't even on the air, I'm listening to him. I have to listen to him because he made me up. He invented my voice. He invented my aunt, didn't he?
Yeah, he invented me too. That's right. We are not real people. Phil Henry invented us.
Yeah. I feel that's racist.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, with Brad Rifkin, who is the author of Falling Out of Favor, the Patsy Ramsey story. Did Patsy Ramsey murder her own daughter to gain favor and to gain more attention from the other women who were in her book club? This is the theory that he puts forward in his book, Falling Out of Favor.
I think if Patsy Ramsey was in a book club, and I'm not saying that she was, I don't know.
See, that's the thing I'm having a problem with. You don't even know if she was in a book club. You're saying if.
If she was in a book club, yes. They would be reading Memoirs of a Geisha. And Memoirs of a Geisha, a lot of the women that are listening to your show right now thought that was so romantic. Just keep this in mind. A woman may have stepped on her own daughter's throat to gain attention with her friends in a book club because of Memoirs of a Geisha, which is some kind of garbage that I, you know, unbelievable, you know.
What kind of material do they choose from?
It's stuff that the broads or women or what do you call them that they like, Helter Skelter, whatever. Memoirs of a
Helter Skelter.
Yeah, I mean, that's book club stuff that they love. They love all that cold-blooded, the murder stuff.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Bill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Brad, congratulations on your book. I didn't hear if it's the first book you've written or not, Brad. Is it your first?
What's your question, sir?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Did you get somebody to help you with the spelling on this book, or did you use a computer where it goes through and corrects everything for you?
I don't know, Bill. When you filled out your application for a driver's license, who helped you?
No, I had that written down by myself, Sam.
You wrote that all by yourself?
Yeah, I'm just curious where you're facing your...
Did you sign your name or make your mark?
You're basing this book on a big accent.
Okay, gentlemen, let's not... did you have a comment you wanted to make, Bill?
I just don't get where he's coming from. He's basing his whole book on the possibility that she was in a book club. He doesn't even know if she's in a book club or not.
No, I don't know for sure if she was in a book club, but she was a suburban rich woman in Boulder, Colorado. Do you know what rich women do in the suburbs, Bill?
They spend money.
I imagine you know from all those bottled water orders that you have to drop off in the suburbs. But
okay, look at the cheap shots you guys are taking on each other. Just stop, all right?
And the bridges of Madison County, from a man's point of view, that's about a woman cheating on her husband. And I figured that'd be right up your alley.
Women love that stuff. You better check your wife's reading. Maybe she's checking it out right now.
Okay.
All right, Bill, thanks for your call. Here is, where are we going now? Let's go to Suzanne on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
What a moron.
Just don't worry about it. Suzanne, go ahead.
Hi.
Hey.
I do believe that the Ramseys were responsible for their daughter's death.
Thank God. Thank God.
However,
somebody that agrees with me.
To say that it's based on the fact that she was a rich woman trying to make her name with a book club is absolutely stupid.
How do you figure that?
Well, I think
you're coming out of left field with that one.
Well, wait, you're coming out of left field.
No, she's. What do you figure that? Think about it. You're in a book club. You want to be popular. You want the women to say, "Oh, Suzanne, do you want to come back to next week's meeting?" You desperately want that.
That's ridiculous. I am a woman of means.
Okay,
and
don't you want people to know that you have money?
Are you going to talk with
me? No, I
want to
know.
What?
You're a woman of means. Don't you want people to know that you got money? Yes or no?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't care.
Crap.
It's not crap.
Do you have parties at your house?
Yes.
Okay, that proves you want people to know you have money. Why else
I have very laid-back parties.
You're in a book club? Okay.
No, I'm not in a book club, and I think that's a ridiculous connection.
Well, ma'am, you don't know what... You say you're wealthy. Wealthy women, they get together, they read this guy, like John Grisham's Runaway Jury. Holy Jesus. Did you ever see that one?
No, I didn't.
That
Grisham.
Women who are in a book club would kill their child. There's much more to that story.
I'm saying there's danger that any woman in a book club who read Queen of the Damned, Runaway Jury, or Pelican Brief, yeah, I think she's going to roll up a towel and shove it down her daughter's throat.
No, I think you're way off. I think
the murder of a girl
was not an accident, but
I could well imagine a woman murdering her own daughter with a baseball bat after reading The Firm. And I think Yes, ma'am.
I read that.
You read The Firm?
Sure.
Any of your kids still alive?
My kid is still alive.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. All right, well, you go have another
martini. I think you're way off base.
Sounds to me like
That's
you're drinking your lunch today
you.
Here,
you're
Susanna.
Way off base.
Yeah. Go have
I'm
yourself another
for,
extra dirty martini.
Book.
A little of that olive juice always makes it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, great.
You didn't want to talk to her?
I don't want to talk to any of these women who've come from their book club where they drink their lunch. And
you really hate book clubs, don't you?
No, I just don't want the ones with the cheese ball stuff. Keep the cheese ball stuff out, and maybe we can talk.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Marie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I just want to make a couple of statements, and I think this would semi-qualify me to believe what I'm going to say. Number one, I do work for a psychiatrist, a well-known psychiatrist in Texas, and... On
Bill,
the other hand, I also am the significant other of a lieutenant who's been a police officer for 20 plus years.
So in other words, you don't have any practical experience. It's just the men in your life have a lot of...
All right, hold on, everybody be quiet. Everybody be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. I hate to have to put people on hold, but nobody listens to me. Now, I got the author on one line. I got the lady in Dallas on the other line. Are you there, Mr. Rifkin?
Yeah, I'm here. I heard you. I shut up. She won't shut up.
Please don't say that. Now, let me see if she's still there and if she's listening to me. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. We need for everybody to listen to each other and not try to talk over each other.
I thought you asked me a question. I'm sorry.
That's all right, dear. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you.
She was talking over me, Ms. Henry.
Oh, I thought the question was directed to me. I didn't know Mr. Henry was, or whoever. I didn't know this other person.
No, Mr. Henry asked me. What I thought of you, and I said I didn't think you had any experience because your husband and some cop, whatever. What's your experience?
I didn't ask you that at all. I asked her that. I didn't ask you that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, well, okay. Back to the original question. My two statements would be...
So are you asking me a question now or her?
I'm asking the lady. Just say what you want to say, Marie.
Thank you.
Have you ever murdered... I don't know if you've murdered your kids.
Okay. Be quiet for a minute.
I will do the very best I can.
Thank you. My wife has a damn book club here every first Tuesday with the lemon bars, the martinis, the John Grisham. Oh, man.
Well, I guess he has a kind of a difficult time.
Yeah, he does. All right, thanks a lot, Marie. You can't really spit out what it is you're trying to say. Where are we going now? 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Robin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Robin.
Hi.
Well, you got rid of that broad, didn't you?
And I don't want to hear broad anymore, okay?
Sorry.
I just wanted to say that there are millions of women that have money or don't have money, and they get together for just to be social and hang out with each other, and that doesn't lead to murder. I mean, and romance novels.
And your experience in that is what, ma'am?
Well, I mean, I've been in social clubs where a group of women...
All right, you've been in social clubs. What I'm saying is the theory that this woman possibly murdered her daughter after reading some of this crap. Now, you're not in a book club. You're in a social club, so I don't know what that is. A book club is something else. And that's really what we're talking about here, Robin. Not a social club, not a swim club, not a place where you go and look at botany.
Well, that's what they do, though. They socialize.
Yeah. Do you read...
Yes.
Oh, you do? Well, then you know what a book club is. They talk about the books.
All right, Robin, thank you. Here is Gene on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Gene, hello.
Oh, hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was initially kind of upset about what Brad was talking about. As I've listened, though, I think it's almost funny, except for the fact that a little girl was killed in this whole situation.
Absolutely. I don't think it's funny at all.
But the issue, I think... The way he's coming across.
I got some questions to ask you.
This is such a far-fetched scenario that Brad has come up with. I think he's something like
Well, nobody else has solved this. Nobody else has solved this murder yet.
Excuse me.
Nobody else has solved this murder yet, sir. So I'm coming up with a theory. What's your theory? What's your answer?
Well, my theory is that you, Brad, are like an ambulance chasing lawyer.
That's exactly right.
You're agreeing with this guy.
I agree with him. Yeah.
Trying to drag somebody through the mud.
Exactly.
Does your wife belong to a book club?
To capitalize on this, like for yourself.
Does your wife belong to a book club?
Basically, like.
Okay, we got to get out of this bit because nobody's listening to anybody. 1-800-449-8686. Good luck, Mr. Rifkin, with whatever it is you're doing.
You're hanging up on me, and everybody else is a motor mouth.
That's right. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here. And we are going to be at Yankee Doodles tomorrow. That's from noon until 2, and that is at 21870 Victory Boulevard. For more information, go to the Phil Henry Show webpage, philhenryshow.com. Yankee Doodles, they're located up in Woodland Hills. They got a special. They got 64-cent beer that is going to be on sale only while we're up there. So that's kind of cool. And they're also going to have Phil Henry lunch specials for $6.40. They got some pool tables up there. I think it's kind of a beautiful thing, so meet us if you can at Yankee Doodles. I saw a thing today about the compact parking slots that we have in Los Angeles, and maybe this is true throughout the country. They're going to get rid of them. They're getting rid of the compact car thing. And how many times, and I know in your case, Mike, when you're driving your 500 series Mercedes, you know, you just can't get into the thing, yeah. See, compact car, whatever, man. Why do they have those? In other words, so there are so many compact cars. You people with the big cars, I don't get it. The gas crunch, early 70s, everybody started driving small cars. By the 80s, it was out, and people were back into larger cars. And by the 90s now, look what we got. We're driving tanks. We're driving armored personnel carriers. We're driving trucks. Literally, housewives are driving trucks. 300-horsepower trucks. And some guy's using a compact space to park his freaking Hummer in, and you're crawling out through the sunroof in your Celica to get out. Right here at Premier Radio, every day there's at least 10 excursions parked in a compact spot in the parking lot. Now, I'm not saying those guys are making a mistake. I'm saying they got to completely get rid of these compact slots that we have here at work, because Marie and I pulled in one day, and she's got an SUV, because we got 4 kids, okay? We got an excuse. What's your excuse, you guys that don't have kids? Well, what you guys that are buying these excursions and these explorers and these navigators and these the Yukon with the GPS, and you got, like, what, a baby? What cop? Give me a break. It's just the two of us. The two of you? You got a bus. You have a bus. I don't want to say tiny penis equals big SUV, but I'm thinking it. Okay, so anyway, all right, I'm kidding. I don't want to have anybody get their feelings hurt. I don't want to have anybody come up to me tomorrow at Yankee Doodles and go, "You really hurt my feelings with the SUV thing, Bill. Tell me I got a little tiny penis." But in any event, so they're going to get that is so marvelous, because let me tell you something. I know that I have a sickness. I know I have a disease. I know that I need to go to a doctor for this. And I know that I need, with intensive therapy, I can have a normal life. But when I see a guy parked over one of the white lines in the park, I want to key his door. I want to put explosives in the tailpipe. I want to put a banana in the tailpipe. God, do I get angry. And I guess it's because we're looking for somewhere to park. There's nowhere to park. The one space that you see, there's Charlie, and he's got his ass hanging over the white line. Now, I recognize that if you got a big car, you can't enter that compact space. I'm not talking about that. I mean the guy that's parking diagonally or came in late, and so he sort of swings in, And so the front tires sort of made it into the parking space, but the back two tires sort of slopped over the back, which means the there's two slots essentially wiped out by this guy just kind of swinging in. Who are these people? I got to figure they're from back east. What do you think? I got to figure that you guys are from back east. Everybody knows you guys don't know how to. God love you. I love you guys, but you don't know how to drive. You never have. And the reason why you don't know how to drive is because you guys came out of a culture of buses and subways. You came out of a culture of excellent mass transit, commuting long distances on trains, having sensible bus systems and sensible taxicab routes. And so the idea of driving an automobile really never crossed your mind until you were old enough to get out onto the open highway and really enjoy it. And I guess, you know, even then it's very rare. I mean, I have friends who live in New York City. They go, you know what I did this weekend? What's that? I rented a car and I drove up to Connecticut. It was just... You did that for kicks? What are you talking about, man? No, I just thought I'd rent a car. Oh, wow. Get you. You rented a car. And what'd you do, man? I bet you boiled some water, too, this weekend, huh? Hey, I bet you made some soup. Yeah, you know what I did? I decided to actually stay home and I'd peel a banana and eat it myself instead of going to the deli and getting a fruit plate. So, you know, that's the culture. And so naturally, when they get into a car, all the finer things in life, like turn signals, getting into a, you know, the parking space straight, that stuff is like, that's high living, man. I mean, that's third act stuff, okay? That's advanced reading. That's trig, man. That ain't the basic algebra. We're into trigonometry. How to park a car in a parking space without having your ass end hanging over so the guy can't get in. Part one, first, drive the car and go in straight and don't do it crooked. Okay, what's part two? That's part two, too. In fact, you've got the whole damn course, man. Now go out and do it. I know you can do it, babe. Now I know why people keep, because it's just, it really angers me. So they get rid of these compact slots. That's beautiful. And now I can, Marie and I mean, we were driving up to Fraser Park when it was snowing about a month or so ago. We thought we'd take the kids up to the snow. And the cars were just jammed down this one single-lane road, I told you. And we just scraped the hell out of... This guy got the worst of it, probably. Our door got like a huge gouge down the side of it from this dude's, side window. And our side window, I think, knocked like his antenna, his ski rack, everything like off the top. Guy's car... I look back and the thing looked like it had been in a Lethal Weapon movie. It was just destroyed. And we just kept right on going. You want to know why? We're Californians. All right. It was ugly, man. All right, so that's a beautiful thing. Got a nice weekend coming up, and I don't know what I'm going to do other than get drunk. What are you going to do? Oh, I know. How about meet Yankee Doodles tomorrow? Noon to 2, 64-cent beer. Let's buy some CDs and some vinyl. And that dude that emailed me and said, geez, all you can do is 120 grand. What do you want me to say, man? You want to sit here and browbeat people? Just buy a CD if you'd like to. If you don't, no sweat. I know that this is modern America, 21st century. Everybody's laissez-faire. Everyone's just kicking it. You know, everybody's got it tough. They ain't got no money for charity. And especially no money for a charity that helps, like, teenagers. So I get it. Just come on out and say hi to me. And while you're at it, drop 20 bucks in a pot, and I'll pick it up, and I'll send it over to the guys. 1-800-449-8686. Next hour, we'll tell you how you can order our CD online. But come on out to Yankee Doodles tomorrow, noon to 2, Victory Boulevard, Woodland Hills. We'll be right back.